Right, good evening and welcome. Right, to everyone. Welcome to members of the public. Wait. Hello, Jackie.
Has everybody been for me to record? Not wanting to do it in public time.
Yeah, we don't actually start recording in public time anyway.
Okay,
yeah.
Yep.
So after that. So after the reports of the district and county councillors, we tend to record. But if anyone doesn't want, if they say anything. And they don't want it recorded, they must put their hands up, yeah? Mm. Okay, fine. Thank you, Jackie. Right, good evening and welcome, especially to members of the public. You almost outnumber the councillors this evening. So it's brilliant. Thank you. Thank you for turning up. It's public time. Anyone of the members of the public wish to say anything? Hands up first. John.
Evening. Yeah. My name's John Ball from the Belling. I was here probably nearly 4 years ago now. Yeah. I sort of tabled the topic of potential change of use to residential. At that first meeting, I said I'd sort of go away and come up with some plans. I did. I come away, came back, I think, the following planning meeting and sort of tabled a plan that had it divided into two units. Doesn't massively increase Burwash housing stock, but obviously helps a bit. I think Bob, to be fair, did actually say a bit about the same pubs, and I think in the 4 years that's passed, it probably hasn't got any better. It's taken 4 years, basically because I've tried to get like planning consultants, architectural historians, and various other parties to pull the applications together. And I'm now at that point where the application is ready to submit to the planning portal. So all I was going to say to you, you people, was basically nothing has changed from a drawing point of view. Whatever was proposed is exactly as it was before. But I do want to get to a point where I submit it to the planning portal, and then I run the gauntlet of you people and Robert District Council. But I need to do something with it. At the minute, I'm happily living upstairs, but that doesn't really... it's a historical building and it needs to be looked after, and I don't think any business is going to get a return on investment. So that's it from my point. It's just like forewarned, forearmed.
Okay.
Just that's it.
So we'll wait and see when your planning application actually goes through, then we will review it as a planning committee ourselves. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm just here to observe, but you might like to know that someone acted very promptly this afternoon on the Straight Mile. There was a drain collapse, and the highways were there in very quick time. And by the time I came back from Newfield, they fixed it.
Well, it's nice to have some good news on that front. Thank you,
Larry. Isn't that the place where there's been a huge, huge break up and pothole on the left hand side?
No, that's
good.
It's
coming this way.
Yeah. Okay, right. Still public time. Any more?
Oh, well, I'll mention the fact that they turned up down Witherenden Hill and closed the road while they filled in a pothole around a drain grate, but failed to do any of the others on the further up the road. Which are all, well, maybe not all 2 hour, but they're certainly, what is it, 2 days, 24 hours?
5 days.
5 days. Mm-hmm. They're certainly 5 days. So anyway, one's good and the other's bad. But the other thing was, what's the mandate you've got for buying this or proposing to buy this land at Cooper's Hill?
We could not discuss this in open forum, I'm afraid, Jeremy. We will be discussing it under closed forum later on, whether we are even going to pursue it. Thank you.
Where was the idea of buying it in the first place?
I'm sorry, I can't comment any further in open forum on this. I'm sorry.
But it says you're going to resolve it.
Yeah, that will be done under closed forum later on. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's all right, but
sorry.
But nobody's asked whether I want to spend my money on
it. No, we're not asking you to spend any money, Jeremy. Sorry. This is a council conversation we will have enclosed for later on. Thank you. And that's on the agenda as such. Anyone else for public time? No? Okay, thank you. Then we will move on. Apologies for absence.
Councillor Dory Flint and Councillor John Barnes.
Right. Any disclosures of interest from any councillors here?
Well, there's
a
document coming up.
Yeah, for a while about
Burwash. Oh, sorry, Keith, you've actually missed Eleanor's report.
Oh, missed Eleanor's report, sorry.
Do you want to go back to item two?
I'll go back to item two. Eleanor?
How could you forget that?
I know, I'm sorry.
So John's not here, so Rotha, I don't think there's any update, because I think we talked about the food waste last time. You obviously want to work for the local plan. The budget is balanced, and that's really due to the excellent finance director that we've got now, Rotha. In terms of East Sussex, the only real thing that's happened since I met with you last is that we're going to have elections. And with regards to the straight mile, the reason this steward, everyone is back on the straight mile, is that I had quite a feisty email exchange which Emma was copied in on, because Emma had spent an awful lot of time providing What Three Words locations, which we do not have to provide What Three Words locations, that is not part of the contract. For them to come out and say that Emma's specific What Three Words weren't correct, but obviously the pothole was there. And because Emma was doing it on a laptop and she wasn't actually sitting on the road doing like this, she'd obviously got it a metre or two out. So they come along and look at that, say there isn't one, but there's one there. So I really threw my toys at the plant. We didn't have a response, did we?
No.
Just no. But since then, they've been up and down this straight mile. So I've made the point, it's an A road. We're not talking about some backwater lane.
No.
It's a main thoroughfare. Anyway, so I copied in the head of... Well, everyone, basically, at East Sussex. Anyway, and since then, they've been out four times, I've been told. So they obviously are keeping it on the radar. So in terms of your problems, Jeremy, yes, we're aware of them, and I'm working with you directly on those. Yeah. I know. Yeah, what can I say? Yeah.
Good job the workmen aren't dyslexic.
Sorry?
Good job the workmen aren't dyslexic.
Is that it?
So that's it for me.
No, thank you. Right. Okay. Sorry, I missed out. I missed you out earlier. My apologies. Okay. We have had apologies for absence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And disclosures of interest. We did have Wild About Burwash here. Any other disclosures of interest apart from that? I'm also a trustee of the Scout Group here. Okay. Right. And okay, right. Okay, the accuracy of the previous minutes. We'll ask the councillors to resolve to adopt the minutes that we held on the 10th of February. Yep.
Yep.
Those in favour? Okay. Thank you. Unanimously carried. Right. The next item is to discuss and resolve to agree to the proposed audit objection and response and supporting letter to PFK Littlejohn. Yep.
Can I just make a...
Yeah, of course.
Councillor Johns said the only thing that was missing, which is absolutely right, from the audit response, is the fact that we do actually have the power to spend that money. That hasn't been pointed out anywhere in the response, so with your permission, I'd like to include that.
So we described the circumstance, but what we didn't say was that we had the power to do it.
Yeah.
So we ought to include
it. I think it's quite important.
So the power is... where is the power?
Through the council's agreement.
That's just
under the general powers that the council have. I'm not certain that PKF actually would know that, because they're not meant to be auditing us on process, they're meant to be auditing us on finances.
I only read it today, but there's only one thing that's just got into my head, that where it talks about, I think it was on page 2, and it referred to the fact the next day after the decision that it said it was suitable for builds in the AOMB. I think it was the high weald that they made the point about.
Okay.
Has it got to go off today?
No. We've got to the 20th. Do you want to feed back any comments?
I did a screenshot of that thing because it disappeared almost immediately. So I'll try and find it, but I think it might be better to pin it into the high weald, and then that explains more why the magic. And the other bit was that it said that it affected all rural parishes or whatever. Well, I think it's the rural parishes in RDC, not in the national landscape.
Oh, well, no, the lawyers were saying that they were talking about national parks and it came countrywide.
So it perhaps will be rural parishes in national landscapes.
Okay, can you just send, can you just send me that and I'll include it?
I'm going to try and find it, I just could not find it today.
We have had comments from other councillors already.
Yes, yeah.
So I think, you know, we got to a stage that if you want to add any comments, I think we need to sort of draw a line under them, yeah, but, you know, as soon as possible. Yeah,
by the end of the week would be great. I've got till the 20th.
I can't find it. Tomorrow morning, it's gone.
Fine. Thank you.
Can we just resolve to agree that response in general, the additional comments that are coming in?
Yeah, with the additional comments. Yep. Fine. Excellent. Thank you. Right, so let's go back to the next is to resolve to agree the pilot scheme for this digital agar.
Agar.
I think this is Hobson's choice.
Do you want me to explain
it? Yes,
so they want to take the agar, which is the governance and accountability forms, online. They want to take it digital. I'm not actually certain why, because I don't think anyone's ever complained about it being a hard copy that you have to do. But that's their trajectory. And when I went to the conference, the lead on that for the SLCC asked if Burwash would be interested to be involved. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get a big cross-section. It doesn't mean anything. I've got to go into an hour's online training. That's it. So I need your permission to do that before I can actually say yes to them there.
I think we have to, yeah, it's all going that way anyway. Yeah, anyone against that? No? Thank you.
Just a quick answer, are you going to be digitally audited, whatever that means?
We are anyway. It's odd. I don't know why they're taking the agar online. It wasn't really clear. It's become such an issue. I think it's probably to do with wet signatures. Over COVID, it was quite difficult to get the agars done because we couldn't see anybody, and they still wanted wet signatures, so it was a lot of dropping stuff off at your house and going to collect it. But I don't see it as a huge problem. But I'm happy to be part of the pilot scheme if that's what they wanted.
Right. Okay, now we will move on to the following documents, the bank statements, 631, 632, 633, 634, 635. I hope you all read those finance statements or any questions on those.
Quick question. Can we put any of that Barclays money onto a savings account, get some interest? There's 100,000 sitting there.
I was hoping to do a report. I'm about a week behind on everything. I would like at the end of year to produce a report that says this is where you are at year end, this is what my recommendations are to do with with the money, to make the best use of it.
It's about £3,000 a year, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Only a few weeks away from that anyway. So,
and did the seal come for Watercress Fields?
No, not yet.
But it's due.
It is due. Okay.
But they are...
April.
It's due. February and November.
I thought it was April and October. I'll have to check the schedule. My brain might be dodgy.
I thought it was April and October. But anyway, the position is, are you happy to accept those... finance statements?
Yes.
Thank you. The next thing is that we will look at two requests for grants. Here, one is from the BPFA, it's £3,500 with new flooring for the pavilion, which is just part of their overall costs. Yeah? Is there any questions on this?
We did talk at the last meeting about, there's an application, a form example online about having a full form for them and only doing match funding or sort of not paying for items in full.
That's not a full price. I think you find that the estimate is significantly much, much higher than
but
that.
But we don't know that, do we?
All the information is there if you have read it.
Is there anyone from the BPFA?
Yeah.
Is anyone here from the BPFA?
There is. I can close the meeting if our friend here wishes to say anything.
Yeah, Does anybody want me to say anything? Well, I'm going to slow the meeting down by explaining. So, for those of you who don't know, the BPFA, so Swan Meadow or Birch Plainfields, is owned by the village. There's nothing to do with the parish council, district council, or anyone else, which makes it kind of tenuous from a legal final, sort of financing perspective. So, in the midst of time, the Birch Plainfields Association was set up to look after the field. There are a group of trustees, I think there's seven of us at the moment. I have been chair, I've been treasurer, Alina here has been secretary, and there's a lot of people in the village who've gone through the committee in its various guises. The only reason we give up our time is to make sure that the grass gets mown, the insurance gets paid, the lights are turned on, the heating goes, people can rent the hall, the field, and the play park is safe. There's no glory in it. And it was the pavilion itself was put up in 1997. The flooring has not been altered in that time. We're not looking for the whole flooring. The flooring in the main hall is fine for now. What we're looking to replace is blue flooring, which runs from the front door, through the kitchen, the corridor, both lavatories and both changing rooms. It's been there for a long time. It's come up in places, particularly around the doors as you go into and out of the changing rooms. It's coming over the walls. In certainly the ladies' lavatory, it's bad, it's in a state, it's needed replacing for a long time. Funding wise, we have to raise all our funding ourselves, except what we can get from the parish council. Occasionally, rather, we had the tennis courts converted into a mugger, mm-hmm. It was about 2 years now, it felt like a long time ago,
right.
Which has been very successful. But we have to scrape together what cash we can. We finally managed to put enough to, if we ask you guys for 3,500, we can pay the rest of the 8,100 and something.
Yeah.
So Mike Hill can replace that for him. And we will have our decent changes again.
Thank you.
Do you want to resume? Can you resume? Are you asking questions?
No, I want to wait until you...
No, I mean, if you want to ask a question, then we do it in this session.
I just wondered, I've been looking to try to find the accounts of the BPFA. I can't see anything at all. Is there any reason for that?
They're generally published on the website. The AGM's coming up in April, I believe, so this year's accounts will be after that. In terms of statements, they are put forward at every most BPFA meetings, if the Treasurer can get them together in time. Sometimes there's a bit of a delay on them. I mean, we're all following. In the past, the BPFA has benefited from having a lot of retired people on it who had more time. Now it is entirely people with full-time jobs, young families. We just have to get done what we can get done.
Just another question. I see there's about a 6,000 deficit in the annual return for 24-25 between what was spent and what the income was. And I just wondered if there was a particular reason for that.
Not that I can call. I mean, in a lot of times there is a deficit. Cash flow is never really a problem with the BPFA. Our big outgoings are generally at this time of year for insurance, which is our biggest cost. And then our big fundraisers of the year are the fair in August and the bonfire night in November. We've set up a bar. We soft opened that for a few weekends running now around the rugby. That's proven pretty successful. Hopefully that's going to raise us quite a lot of money on Friday afternoons for school kick out and around the football and cricket teams. But I mean, having been treasurer, you occasionally run quite a big deficit, particularly around insurance times, but you know, the cash flow is normally pretty fine.
I beg your pardon. Yes, thanks for sending me the statement of activity. But I do see that 8 out of 11 months that I looked at the last year, there's been a deficit run every month of between £1,000 and £2,000, and they've been months where it hasn't been to do with insurance or heating. And I'm just trying to understand where the big expenses are and why there is this constant deficit of that kind of number.
It's very simple, because we can't get enough money. We're entirely funded by the old 100 plus club, which is, we've got about 200 members who pay £1 a month for that. We've got a fair in the summer. We've got the bonfire night. We rent the hall out whenever we can. It's we do what we can to scrape by.
I'm sorry, I don't want to monopolize.
No,
I'm just perplexed. No, there was one month last year when there were about £3,000 of something called general/office administration, and I'm just really trying to understand what the expenses are.
That would be down to treasurer. When I was treasurer, I ran things slightly differently. Teresa Fox is an accountant. She gives up her time for us. She does a pretty good job as far as I'm concerned.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
So, at this point in time, have you got the balance of the money to get this flooring done?
Yeah, we've got enough in the bank account. Without putting ourselves in jeopardy.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, just one more thing. I did go in the changing rooms, and I know the gents as well, the men's side. The damage seems to be about a metre, half a metre square, round the door to the outside. And I walked around, you know, in the certainly of the ladies' side. I really couldn't see the tripping hazards, the damage at all. I mean, there was a barbecue in there. There was a wheelbarrow. There were several bags of fertiliser. It was in quite a poor state of repair in terms of the sort of the unkempt quality of it all. And I just wonder, you know, what about just having a shed to keep things in so that you can look after the flooring better?
We have three shipping containers at the bottom, which should have been replaced a long time ago, but we don't have the money. Those are full of equipment. Yeah. We have to make use of the space that we've got. I appreciate that you're I also appreciate you turning up to our meeting 2 months ago, although you didn't declare that you were a member of parish council at the time.
I'm going to reopen the meeting now for the councillors, right? Yeah. You have heard the proposal that we give a grant of £3,500 towards the flooring. Those in favour? And those against? And any abstinence? Right.
Abstinence.
Absence. Sorry.
We're not absent.
Absence. Sorry.
I actually wrote that then.
Did you? My apologies. Okay, so the majority were in favour. Yeah? Okay, then that has been approved.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to the next one now. We have had an application from the Friends of the Oakdown. And they want to do a pathway around the building. Again, they came to us originally asking for full money, which we went back and said no to, and they've come back now asking for half of that money. Yeah, just to put a path around for really the benefit of the people that live at Burwash Common that are in that home there. Yeah. So we're talking about, they wanted £1,450 for this perimeter one. Is there any questions around this?
I'm just slightly nervous because although it's the Friends of Oakdown is actually a business.
Yeah.
And one of our requirements for grants is that it's for the benefit of the community. Mm. But I don't think they're offering us the option to walk round it should we wish to.
Oh, I think you could, Bob, if you wanted to.
I think
it's on open days.
Suggested on open days, but I don't know how often that it will be for the community when it's open, but not, as you say, might only be once.
I think
I'm quite happy to see the grant go through, but I'm just slightly nervous about whether we'd be criticised.
Yeah, I mean, they did spend a huge amount of money, the Friends, on putting saunas in and things like that.
No, that's better than the past.
But I mean, they didn't come for a grant then, although I just want to say. So it's just again, the question of full council. Are you happy that we make this grant request? Yeah? Those in favour? Anyone against? No? Majority. No, thank you. Right, the end of grants. Right, okay, let's... go on to planning now. We haven't had a planning committee since our last full council, and we will have one coming up on the 17th in future. We need to resolve to agree the response to the national policy framework changes. Yeah, I've got to say that Emma has done an outstanding job on this.
I have to say, it wasn't just me.
No, I know it wasn't just you, but I've got to say, but when I read that document,
huge.
I mean, the contribution I made was minuscule, I've got to say, on one particular area and a couple of other minor ones. I do think
you couldn't find a better response, that's all I can say. Yeah?
I agree.
Yeah?
It was
almost written by a civil servant, can I say.
It was written as if whoever was writing, he didn't want anyone to understand what he was saying.
Anyway.
No, not the response, obviously. The excellent PPF.
So all I'm going to ask you to do, can we resolve to agree that response that's been done? Yeah?
Can I just say, yeah. Anne, I've put your comments in,
yes,
and I've put, it's fine, don't blame you, and I've put your comments in,
yeah.
And the deadline is 11:45 tonight, so after the meeting, if it's agreed, I'm going to send it tonight.
So those in favour? Yes. Brilliant, thank you, and thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much on that. Probably I'm going to cover this next one a little bit later on as well. We held some public meetings on the 21st at Burwash and Burwash Common about the proposed sites that Rother had put up for consultation. Yeah. We had 100 people turn up at both events. It was quite interesting that the Burwash Common event, the attendees there very much focused on the two sites that were proposed there. Yeah. Whereas when we did the Burwash site in the afternoon at Village Hall here, the general views and comments were around Shrub Lane in particular, rather than, you know, the one or two sites got a mention. Both consultations with the public, very much the public came back on infrastructure.
Yeah?
Yeah. The roads, sewage, electricity, water, you name it, that was it, and road safety were the things.
Yes.
Now, as a result of those meetings, we pulled together a spreadsheet of comments and categorised them, and at the moment that is being turned into a report by the Neighbourhood Development Plan Group, and then out of that report, then this week, we will be then submitting a view to the parish council, to the planning committee, the parish council, so the parish council can report on their consultation. Yeah?
Mm.
And I've got to thank those councillors that turned up and supported it, and I also have got to thank support from our district councillor who was there helping us out all day as well.
Mm.
So thank you, everyone concerned.
It's probably worth mentioning the Save Our Fields ones as well, because they've done similar.
Well, they've done a very similar thing, yeah. No, indeed.
Just to go in the minutes,
really. So, what I now will need to the council to agree is that we will delegate to the planning committee the formal response to the Rother local plan allocation consultation, yeah?
Mm.
And this is a timing thing. So with your approval, I will ask you, do you agree that we should delegate that response to the planning committee? Those in favour?
It's the planning committee.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, right. Can I say you're now clear?
Yes.
So those in favour? Yeah? Right, unanimous. Thank you. Right. Good. All right, thank you for that. Community and events. Do we want to be at the Summer Fates, full stop?
Yes, absolutely.
Those in favour?
Yes.
Right, done. That's an easy one. Right, and now over to you.
I'm afraid there is no update at the moment. I need to get back to Emma.
Yeah.
That's fine, we've got time.
You've got time on the newsletter anyway. Yeah.
Can I come and see you?
Yeah.
It'll probably be Monday now.
That's okay. Fine. We'll catch up, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that I set out with the welcome to the...
Nothing's come through yet for changes, so yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, thank you.
I'd quite like to include a bit about Speedwatch when you're putting it together, if that's okay.
We want volunteers.
Yes, but I mean, we've had quite a success. I'll talk about that.
Did you see the article about the Cottingham Speedwatch?
No, I haven't seen that.
There was an article today, I saw it.
Right, okay. So.
People just don't, they love it when we do it,
Well, some people love it when we do, but they don't want to volunteer.
Right, let's move on to the Community Build Project Steering Committee, right? Those members who were at that meeting on the... Do you want to take the meeting separately? On the 20th and then on the 18th to agree the minutes. Remember the steering committee was at both those meetings?
Mm. Yeah. I have to say I would like to object to Julian's comments on the 18th of February, which I think are incorrect and imply that yourself, Emma and I, were acting almost against the council's interest, which I think is totally wrong.
That's not what I was implying. I was saying that you didn't involve the committee. And I asked questions the night before, and you didn't answer them, and then the next day we find out what had happened.
I believe the comments that were put in there are critical and unfairly so. So anyway, that's all I'm saying about it.
So wait a minute. Are we agreeing? Are you agreeing the minutes or not?
I personally would vote against accepting the minutes of the 18th, but it's up the council is being asked whether they want to accept them or not.
Yeah. So remember the steering.
Members of the steering committee.
It's firstly the steering committee who were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the eight.
I think they are going to go back to it again. I think they're a bit incomplete. So I mean, I think. There could be
some disagreements.
I don't think it.
With what?
There's quite a lot of bits on here that I don't think. I know this is a hornet's nest, but I think anybody reading this who wasn't there actually really wouldn't know what had actually happened and what the discussions were.
Right.
So that's another point. So I don't know. I mean, you're not massively happy. I just don't think this clearly explains to people what happened, or and you don't feel comfortable with it either. Can you rewrite anything? I don't know. We can't go back.
Wait a minute. If you can't agree the minutes, then you vote.
It was agreed at the meeting. The vote of I think 4-3.
Yeah.
4-4 and 3 against. So yeah. At the meeting it was agreed. I just, as I say, I voted against it.
Yeah.
Suggesting now that if we're being asked to agree it, I will still vote against it.
Right, so we're asking the steering committee to agree it, not the council at this stage. Yeah, so the steering committee was at that meeting. Those are in favour of accepting those minutes. Those are against. Again, if you don't agree with them, vote against them now, right? So if you don't agree to them.
Sorry, can I just clarify? Yeah. Are we talking about the 20th or the 18th?
We've got
two sets of minutes. Right. Which ones, please?
Let's take the 20th first, right? Okay.
The 20th was the... the 20th. Take the
20th.
Yeah. I think that was
okay. Right, you're in favour of the 20th. Yes. Right, yes. Excellent. Good, we've got one down, right? Now let's talk about the 18th, yeah? Now, who do you see the 18th as an accurate record of that meeting?
Just going back to the previous one, I know it's been voted on, but I did raise those points there and they weren't. Yeah. So I've raised them at 4 meetings and they weren't raised. They were finally put in the meeting and put the last one, which whenever it was. So I've raised them multiple times and they haven't been there.
So
I'd like to vote against the last minutes because my points weren't included.
That's the 18th at all?
Yeah, because I've changed my vote.
We just voted on 20th, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, I'm now going to ask for the steering committee people that were there on the 18th, those in favour of accepting the minutes that were there on the 18th, those against the acceptance of those minutes. If you cannot agree...
This is the acceptance of the minutes.
This is the steering group.
This is the steering group.
Yeah,
18.
On the minutes of the 18th.
On the 18th.
The most recent one.
Yes.
But that's the one you're accepting it, but you don't...
Objecting to the 18th.
But who is accepting those minutes? So the steering committee that was there on the 18th. Who would... There, one person, right.
Yeah.
Who is not accepting those minutes of the 18th?
Can I have a look?
Right. Who was at the steering committee that is now abstaining?
I'm abstaining because we're not allowed to change minutes if we think they're incomplete. And I feel they're incomplete. And that's a lost cause.
Can I just point out that I voted against the minutes of the 20th just because my points weren't made. I don't know if that's been minuted. I'd like that to be minuted, please.
Yeah, it was
fast. Okay, we're now going to move on, okay, and we're going to have to take these separately. The full council to adopt the minutes of the 20th of the 1st. Yeah? It seems that the majority of the steering committee were in favour of those. Yeah, the 20th. Now, full council happened to accept those on the 20th. Yeah? Right, good. Thank you.
I'm against. I'd like that as well.
Yep, yep. Right, the next thing is obviously it's a difficult one. We only have one person vote for the 18th. We only have one person vote against the 18th, and we had two abstainees. So I do not think I can ask the full council if they wish to adopt those minutes, or if they wish to decline them. Yeah. So those are the full council that wish to adopt those minutes of the 18th. No one.
Can I ask about my points that have been in four meetings that they haven't been accepted or minuted anywhere, where those points will be listed? Because if we don't accept these...
Sorry, they weren't included in the...
In this one, yes. But if we reject those minutes, then where do they go? Because I think it's really important.
They will stay as minutes.
The minutes will stay, but they will not be accepted.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, fine.
So it looks to me, right, I can ask this question yet again. Right, does anyone of the full council want to accept those minutes of the 18th? Those in favour? One. Those against? One, two. Those that wish to abstain, the majority. Therefore, we cannot resolve to accept those minutes.
Okay.
They
will stay as minutes, okay. Right. Now we move to 9.3. As an outcome of that meeting, it is the full council to resolve to agree for the dissolution of that steering committee and the creation of a working party to replace it. Those in favour?
Can we discuss it first?
Yeah, by all means, yeah.
I don't see how a working party can work when the steering committee wouldn't accept the what the full council dictated, the requirements laid down by the full council didn't seem to be accepted by the steering, by some members of the steering committee. So I don't see how what they can achieve as a working party.
Can Terry
threw up some brilliant plans, and the steering committee wouldn't even look at them. But yes,
it's the way things have been managed, the way things aren't included. I think it's been really, those of us who were at the BOCRA meeting last night. There was a good discussion about it there, and there was a lot of unhappiness there.
Can I just say, I got a feeling that under 9.3, what you're saying is to resolve to agree the dissolution of the steering committee and the creation of a working party. I think that those two are two separate things, in as much that
I think you're probably right.
9.4 needs to be agreed before we appoint the working party.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it won't work.
I think that's fair enough. Any other comments?
Yes. I mean, if we're looking at the project outline, is obviously something we're going to have to talk about. But one thing that occurred to me, I mean, the main reason I think I thought this cannot go ahead is that it became completely clear that we didn't actually have a clear reason for what we were doing. It was stated that we would build and then we would decide what we would do with it. Okay, so I think that is a warning sign that if that is a statement made at the meeting that we'll build and then decide, that can't be right. Now, just setting that aside, because that might be a contentious point, and also to say that it would be for emergency events, which again is another thing that concerned me. But have we reached the point where we should be actually looking at what are we doing with our SIL money and what are we doing with the variety of projects that we wanted to offer to the community, one of which definitely, most certainly, is a community build. There's no question of that, because that's something we've offered the community and talked about and councils made various decisions on. But we also have floating up around there a whole pile of other projects that we can't do all of them, and that this working group at some point should be looking at what are we doing with spending our money, and what are, if it's 270,000 spending, what is the best way of doing it? One of the options being, you know, from the a variety of smaller things to ploughing it into a community build, which, if it got grants, fine, but if not, would have to have a public works loan. So we have talked about presenting to the community a variety of things to do, but we're not sort of actually drawing on that at all. We're not doing anything with that. We're just talking about one project which we haven't really defined.
Can I just say that one of my big concerns is that, yes, as you mentioned, we've got this big pot of money sitting there, this SIL money. One of the pressures we've got is that within 2 years, we're going to have devolution, whether we like it or not. And I have a fear that that SIL money will be absorbed into a unitary authority if we don't soon try and deal with it.
As I was saying, there's other things we can do with that.
But
At the moment, it's our money.
No, it will stay. They can't take it back. You mean the central SIL?
The central SIL could quite easily disappear.
Do we know how much of it is actually left at the moment? Because they've obviously given a certain amount away.
275?
No. From the Robbers central SIL, which was about...
Was it 1.3 or 1.4 million?
Yeah, we
don't know what
the
current status is.
Right,
I think,
I think what that does mean is we should revise our business. We've got a business plan. We need to revise it.
We told the public we were revising it. We've actually gone out to say there's a new business plan in the making. So... We haven't done it. I mean, we have got to start.
We did do sort of part of it as part of the budgetary process, didn't we? We did, if you remember the chart of the public.
We started, but we didn't. We had a variety of things that we were going to consult with people and saying which is your preferred object, including one of which was, do you want to refurbish the toilets? I mean, that we've said that. So I mean, and then there was the allotments, and then, you know, and the community build and devolution of the. The asset devolution, I know
we're talking about. I think the way it appears to me, if I may say so, is the first thing is that if you want to get rid of the steering committee, close it down. Yeah?
That was voted on at the last meeting.
Yeah.
So if it's accepted,
patently wasn't working.
No.
So we as a full council have to say, that's the first step. Do we close that steering group down? Yeah?
Yeah. Right. That's the first.
So I'm asking the full council, do you resolve to close that steering group down? Those in favour? Right. Good. That's the first thing. I think the second thing is now to say we need to understand what a working party would do, so we need to understand what the outline would be and what we will be looking at. Yeah?
But you can vote. You can ask the vote for the working party to be set up in lieu of the outline plan becoming available.
Right. Okay. So, right, as my friend has said, as my colleague has said, we can vote on setting up a working party, obviously, that will follow the project outline and what we want to achieve. Yeah?
What do you mean by project outline?
Well, look at the options that we have going forward.
So all options are back open again.
If that's what the council wants, I mean, that does not exclude, far from it, having a community build there should the money be available, etc. Yeah. But then we have to go out, my view, and you can tell me to shut up. I think we go out to, once we've got all the options, we go out to the community and get their feedback. Right.
Because we've done a lot of the research, masses of research on the actual community build is there, even if it's not perfect, but it's there. There's a modulate cost of design.
We've got some excellent groundwork.
But there's been no consultation with the public. We've said that multiple times.
You can't have consultation until you give them something.
There is a plan with a cost on it.
We have a selection of three plans.
So, right.
Well, with the, that was also a little bit dodgy at the meeting as well, the way that was handled.
So,
to offer to the public is to refurb the toilets and to perhaps not have.
Is this not what will happen in the working groups? This is what will happen in the working
groups. We need to move it on.
Sorry, yeah. I'm going to try and draw a line under this because we can talk about this all night long and this is not the forum for it. What I'm asking you as a council to resolve that we set up a working group, and then that we can define the
does
level of the project.
Would they draft some terms of reference for show them to the council who might say, absolute rubbish, go away, that's
not
going
to work.
Remember,
at the end of the day, the working group has no authority at all. Mm-hmm. It is advisory, it feeds back to the full council. Yeah? Right.
Do we need to say...
So, just to confirm that the working party terms of reference normally come from the clerk, but it is a discussion document. It goes to the working party for you to say, well, actually, no, we don't want to do this. You have to have the right framework to start with. Which is all about delegated authority and what you can and can't do.
Do we need to decide which councillors are going to be on?
Well, let's first resolve that we're going down that route. Those in favour of setting up a working party and taking it forward, yeah? Right. Those against? Right. Now, I will ask that question, thank you. Any of the councillors here, are you happy to be on the working party? Those in favour?
This year, I can't see how you can agree because until you know what the project outline is, you
but
don't know whether
discussed.
You want to be on the working party.
That can be discussed.
For example, I everybody knows where I'm sitting, and I wouldn't
that's
want
fine.
To be on the working party that's going in a completely different direction.
But would
so
you
have the one first meeting decides that, Terry? Yeah. So come to the first meeting and then decide.
You can always walk away from it, mate.
Yeah, as you did.
Terry, Terry, honestly.
I would to pick on, I would welcome you being on board to bring a level of common sense, my friend.
Please.
So, but it's up to you at the end of the day.
Please.
So right, those can I just check again who's going to be on this working party?
Terry.
Yeah,
you're a good man.
I'm looking
in
the
Yeah. It looks like Joe Soap's on it as well. Yeah, right. Thank you. Can we move on from this? Right, thank you. Right, let's move on to track.
Sorry, just to reconfirm, 9.4, to confirm the project outline, can you just confirm that that's going to be a work in progress?
That'd be a work in progress,
yeah.
It will be work in progress, believe you. Right, and then we will set up a meeting for the first working group, and then party, and then we can decide who's going to chair it, et cetera. Yeah, right, thank you. Can we move on to traffic and transport? Right, Bob.
It's probably less contentious. So the members of the traffic and transport working party do we need to resolve the minutes? Or the full council asked to accept the minutes? No?
Are you voting?
I wasn't there.
No, but you're not your full council. Back in the room, Colin.
Look, I've just come out of pantomime.
I know. So
I'm on 10-3, Mike.
Yeah, you're 10-3, mate.
There was concern expressed about the parking situation
on
the
verges
just down the road from. I've forgotten the lane now.
Good Lane, yeah, I know it.
And it was suggested that we might explore some match funding options.
Yeah.
To put something on the verge, instead of crocuses, to be driven over. Let me see whether the verge could either be turned into a lay-by or have some hard standing there. And I really what I wanted was council's permission to explore that situation.
Yep. Yeah, in fact, this came up with the Residents Association last night.
Can
we put that to vote to the council, that Bob can explore that?
With highways,
obviously.
Well,
I presume it's highways match funding.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we've looked at in the past, so I will look at that.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, it's a sad old meeting because everything that we want to do is turned down by
highways. I know,
And so, what we've suggested, my thoughts were we should give it up and just come back to main council.
But yeah.
I was persuaded to move the meetings to quarterly.
Mm.
So now we'll have a quarterly traffic and transport meeting.
Right, so
you have the quarterly meetings, Bob, but if there's anything that crops up, it will come to full council with it in between. Yeah? Yeah.
Because most of it is just, we like this, no, you can't have it.
Yeah.
But equally, just to affirm to council, the working party should only be pulled together when you've got a project to work on. And it was pulled together when you were looking at the 20 mile an hour. Now that is no longer being looked at. Really, that working party should be disbanded.
Yeah, except, I mean, we tend to have safety as
if you find project. It useful, that's...
No, I'm not sure it is useful, but some members of it felt it was. No. So we agreed to carry on.
Thank you, Bob, for that. And is that any other verbal update?
Yes, you're finished.
Yeah, that was it. Yep, you're finished.
We're chasing the highway steward to come and talk about payers.
The payers are getting dangerous.
I'm aware.
Okay.
They appear to be the ones that they replaced.
They do.
Right. Okay. Julian.
Yes. E&M. Members to resolve. That's just me and Terry, I'm afraid. The minutes. So, yes. Full council to adopt the minutes.
Okay. Those in favour? Thank you.
And the dark skies section. It's Antonia's here. She's leading on the project. It might be good if she gives a brief overview of what's needed. If we can close the meeting.
Yeah, I'll just close the meeting. Yeah. Antonia.
It's a pre-application inquiry to the International Dark Skies Association in the States. We have been working on it for 2 to 3 years with 12 other parishes under the guidance of the High Wheels. We're about 5 parishes ready to put in the pre-application inquiry. The pre-application inquiry is really just for them to assess whether we're eligible or not to apply. Then the whole application process goes from there, and it's quite lengthy. So that's another story. Mayfield and Ticehurst have already submitted their applications. And we, together with Breitling, Woodhurst, and Prohurst, are all meeting council people to go ahead and ask. So, anything anybody else wants to know about it? Or
is Breitling pay the $250
with this application?
But not the pre-application.
No. So just down the track a bit.
Yes.
Are you looking in principle for us to support this anyway, aren't you?
Yes.
Are
we
It has to be submitted by a legal authority, so World About the Lord isn't that.
Yeah.
So it has to be done by the parish
council. But I'm sure that you will help fill in the forms.
I think the Antonia, it's an application pre-application to be in an area. Yes, to be in the Dark Skies community.
We could get one off parish mapping.
How big is the area?
Well, for the moment, it's Mayfield, Waterhurst, Ticehurst, Burwood, Breitling, Prohurst. Beck is working on it, but they've obviously got a lot more work to do. Darlington and Warburton and Rush Lake Green are all, in theory, quite easy to do, because they are intrinsically dark, but they don't have the manpower and wildlife groups to put it together, so yes, we're trying to pull them on board. So, to be decided how big the actual area will be, but in your talk in terms of bringing in ecological tourism and things like that.
And also the building works. Mm. It will stop everybody having lots of lights outside.
We've got our own policy as well. Which is
good. Okay, I'm just clarifying, I'm sure Julian can answer this if I was the you will be asking us to fund that $250?
Well, we can try and ask you.
Let's not beat about the bush, right.
I think one of the questions in our pre-application inquiry is to, and everybody has put this, question to confirm that this one-off payment will be it.
Yes, because there's a new set of guidelines coming in.
Certified by the IBSA. I don't think any of the parishes want that. So that's the question that's been asked in the pre-application.
So the application will be by the parish council. So I guess the question, Keith, is, do you want to pay for your application, or would you like Roundabout Welsh? Would you like to ask us to help you fund
Sorry.
It?
I'm now, I've reopened the meeting and asked the councillors now. Thank you.
We can ask Anne in the form of
Right, and you can't vote. Right, you're out. You're excluded. Right.
Are you reopening the meeting?
Yeah, but I'm reopening the meeting for the rest of the parish council. Are you happy to support this? Would you be happy to pay the $250 when it arises? Those in favour.
That's not the vote. That's just the vote for the pre-application.
Yes. It's the pre-application. But just as long as you're aware of it, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's the pre-application. Oh, dear, oh, Lord. Right, any more updates, Julian?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Terry's got some things about the emergency plan, about volunteers, and he's written today.
Yeah, I'm redoing the page in the emergency plan on people who are going to be woken up in the middle of the night to open the evacuation centres. I think it's necessary to include people that aren't non-councillors on those teams.
Great.
Because otherwise, well, first of all, they're the best volunteers, and with the best will in the world, we'll get a better age profile. So to do that, my only concern, I know people have raised this before, is they call it the DRB check now.
DBS.
So it's whether or not we need to do it. So the only way to clarify that is I've done an email to the resilience group and the Sussex Police Resilience Group and asked them the question. I've said, do we need to get DRB for people who are on the door? I'm hoping they're going to come back and say no, because I think that we're really, when you're in that situation, you're not necessarily operating as councillors, you're operating as volunteers.
Yeah. I had to get one done to be an English teacher for the Ukrainian students. I had to get a DBS check done.
Well, we'll see what the response is. It's Sussex Police, and they'll be the people who are ultimately responsible. So we'll see what the response is, and I'm hoping they'll come back to me shortly. And so that will revise the plan. I do think that we've had a very strange letter from ESALC, and quite alarming, saying we're now in the Great War and that we should be practicing our evacuation centres. And it's quite alarming, when you read it. And it suggests that we get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to practice. Yeah. So we're taking it with a bit of a pinch of salt at the moment. I do think that, do you remember the leaflet we did about 18 months ago out to households? Well, I think what we ought to do is on the parish newsletter, highlight the availability of that on our website to just get people aware of the sort of preparedness they should have at home, tin cans of food, etc., water, etc., just in case.
Just in case.
So I think it would be quite an appropriate time to do that.
Well, it's a good job you got the generators serviced as
well. That's right. We've had the generators serviced and we've had them tested, and I'm pleased to say it all works fine, including the Burwash Pavilion, that worked.
Or the wheels as well.
Yep. Do you remember we raised the question of we need some new front wheels to make it more manoeuvrable?
Yeah.
The mechanic come back, and for a very reasonable price, he's going to fit rotating wheels on the front of the generator so that it'll move about much more easily without having to lift it at all. So that's, we're making arrangements to have that done.
Good, excellent. Can we afford the diesel now?
Oh, it's going up. Can we get the diesel?
Anyway, let's move on.
But there's just one quick thing. Yeah. Colin, I think I sent you an email about the lime trees.
Yeah.
So is there just anything that we need to do with that? Because we won't have a meeting for a few months.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't done anything on the lime trees for quite a few months.
Okay.
But effectively, I'm the only one that does it.
Mm.
So, yeah, I should do some fairly soon before they start.
Maybe we can try and get some other people to help.
It would be useful. But I think long term, we're going to have to think as a council something long term, just in case I fall under a bus.
But yes, we should always be looking for more volunteers to help out.
Is it something Mark could do?
Oh, yeah, let's see.
Sounds like sort of job he could fit in as and when.
Could do, yeah.
I get Mark to come and see you.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, move on to item 12, the Neighbourhood Development Plan Steering Group. Members of the steering group resolve to read the minutes held on the 5th of the 2nd and the 3rd of the 3rd.
I'm doing one by one.
Let's do both of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, wasn't it one of them?
You weren't one of them.
Sorry.
But
I can agree. I'll
agree. Right. Full council to resolve to accept those minutes. Yeah? Thank you. You did have an update earlier when we were talking under the planning committee for me, yeah? About our action plans. This obviously will be picked up this week at our meeting and taken to the planning committee next week. And then our consultation will take place before the 23rd. Yeah? Good. Devolution and local government reorganisation update. For council to note the update from the devolution team as submitted. Yeah? Any questions?
Quick question on the, as far as we understand, this is coming to us for free. Amazing. Yeah? I mean, you have to pay for the legal costs of transferring.
Yeah.
The running costs.
Yeah.
But
we already do. Yeah. Apart from the smaller car park.
That's the question.
That's the why I've put it on the agenda.
That's why this next one is on
the
agenda.
There will be some maintenance costs for the, and they could be fairly significant.
Mm. That's why I also looked at it today. It's pretty.
Is there any proper drainage in that car park?
No.
So it just runs off down the lowest side. Mm.
Could we do just say users use this at their own risk and not do anything to it?
If it's the parish councils and there's a local authority, we have a duty. Unfortunately.
Was that there for any specific reason, for any specific house?
It used to be a house. And when it was taken down, it was then used by Prospect Cottages and school mums and dads and as an additional parking spaces.
Okay. What about the area next door? That's by Openreach, isn't it? There's an area next door.
You've got Square Farm, you've got the telephone exchange.
There's an area that's used for storage, isn't there?
I don't think that's part of the car park. Yeah, when you look at it.
The boundary is Stephen Mary Moore's wall at the back.
Yeah.
They've got like a yard bit. That's the boundary of the car park.
It's just a question.
It would have to be marked out, though, wouldn't it, rather than left as it is.
That's all, for discussion. It's about whether you want
unless
whether
you
the parish council.
Unless,
can we do with the land at Hornby? Are you happy that we agree that the asset devolution for that, number one? Yeah?
Hornby.
Yeah, those in favour for Hornby. Yeah?
Can I just state that at no point will I accept anything with Rother without coming back to the council to say this is what it's going to mean, this is what the legal costs are, and if there's any additional cost, then obviously it will be fed back.
Yeah.
Okay, well done.
So we're done with Hornby. Yeah. Are you happy about us agreeing the asset devolution for the smaller square car park? Those in favour?
I think the people who live in the cottages should take that over.
Well, right, well.
Because
well,
then
that's
for
idea,
them.
They can divide it?
Well, probably, yes.
Okay. Perhaps one does.
Well, they might all get together and get some help. And they might even actually ask the parish council if they would help.
Leslie, so we're just to say that the residents have asked me to approach the parish council about, because it's not just them that park in it. It's used for school runs.
School runs and things.
Oh, that's naughty. I didn't think.
It's not naughty.
It's a public
car. It's a public car.
I thought it was theirs.
It's a public car park.
Would we know roughly what the costs would be to get it into any sort of reasonable state?
Not at the moment, no. I'm waiting for some. I mean, actually, the tree work is quite extensive, and that will be ongoing, but not as much. Yeah. But I think the tree work probably could be £1,500.
At Hornby, we'll back to
No,
the tree work there.
Yeah. You'd probably need to resurface it, and you'd need to have signage, and you'd need to bay it.
That would be a still use of money potentially, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
It's not bayed at the moment.
No.
So, do we have to bay?
That's a decision for later on down the line, isn't it, really?
When we get the other 80 houses or whatever they're proposing, we'll be on
Washington. Right. So, anyway, we've expressed the interest in Hornby.
Mm.
Do you still want to express that resolve to agree the asset devolution for the smaller car park? Those in favour? Right. Anyone against?
I want to abstain, really.
No, that's abstain. That's fine. Okay, right, majority. Right, this is the next one, policies and risk assessments, grant applications. I think there's a couple of items relating here. One is that the proposal is that we only review grants twice yearly, which we used to do, I believe, before, instead of monthly, and interestingly, I think we have an example of a grant that Heathfield used in their application form, which is torturous to go through, to be quite honest, because I have applied to it on a number of occasions, and they want to know lots of details, which are valid, but sometimes unnecessary.
Yeah.
So I think the thing is that what we're saying is that, firstly, do we just want to move it to twice a year? No, or do we want to review our format of the form and the application as well?
Can I ask another question as well about something? What do we do about follow-up to check that the money's been spent? Because that's not necessarily happening, I don't think, is it?
We do invite them to come to the...
I think we need to do more than that.
But our form is actually, if you read the form and apply it, it's actually a very robust form, I think. Mm. And I think it's actually potentially more robust than this one, because it does ask for independent... It needs to know... Yeah. What resources you've actually got in full, not just your bank account details, everything. So I don't know, I mean, that's got a few good bits in it, so maybe the whole thing needs just slightly, a little mini working group to, or something, to just review it.
I think follow-up's really important.
It is, it should, but the mechanism of the follow-up's got to be the...
It should be on that form as well.
So if you wish that to happen, do we have volunteers here that will be happy to look into that?
Yeah. I mean, this is sort of thing that I think, like the finance, if we had a... I know it's another subject, but the finance committee...
I was just about to say that.
Okay, well, the finance committee meeting and then review it there. But I do think it's something that we can't resolve today to accept any changes, unless you want to accept the fact that
twice a year.
Can I just say, this resolution was because I think every year council go over their grant budget line. And when I first came on board, you were granting twice a year, and actually nobody really was applying because it was... If you missed the window of opportunity for that meeting to go on the agenda, then you kind of missed it for 7 months, and it was quite difficult to... and so council decided to have it on as a monthly application, and that's when that form came in, and it was thought to be way more robust than the Heathfield and Maldron one. I think is actually the most draconian one in terms of you do have to attend, you have to speak, they're quite formalised. But that's fine, but I think there's a happy medium.
Yeah.
I would recommend a happy medium between the two. And you do need to decide whether you want to cap it, whether it needs to be match funded, whether you want them monthly or whether you want them 2 yearly or quarterly, or it's up to you. But I think a working party or the finance committee would be the best way. But you need to vote on that, Keith.
Right,
it can't just be you deciding.
No, I think, as for this resolution then, what I'm hearing is that we should actually not resolve
to move this to twice yearly until we've looked at the whole grant system.
So you can just put a motion that you would like it moved to finance and admin committee.
That's the motion. Yeah.
Yeah. To defer the whole decisions to the finance committee.
So on the finance committee. If anyone's got any input or views on that, please feed it through to the finance committee.
You can feed it.
I think you are. Yeah. And Bob.
Yeah. So you can feed it to any of us and we will take it on board. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. Can you vote on that?
Can we vote? Happy
what,
for that?
What, vote for what, sorry?
To take, to delegate it to delegate the finance it.
Okay. Yes. Right. Thank you.
And we probably need to do that quickly because you're coming to year end, so it would make sense to have it going into the new financial year.
New financial year.
That's so I'll have a look at dates for that.
Yeah. Right. Correspondence.
I have received a couple of bits of correspondence. One that I've apologised directly tonight because it literally just completely dropped out of my mind, but that's to do with trees and I will follow that up. The other one came in very late, so it will go on to the next committee meeting.
Right, okay. Right, I've just got one. A resident contacted me when Emma was off. Some of you may have heard about an action group that's been set up in Kent, in Goudhurst and Cranbrook to try and get the sat navs changed because of the narrow streets there and the damage that lorries are doing, yeah? So they had this idea, having spoken to a number of local residents, that they wanted to set up an A265 action group, yeah? Now, I don't believe, and I've got to be honest here, you're not going to get a bypass around Burwash in 100 years. And I do have a lot of sympathy for the people living in the high street, you know, with the big lorries. But if seven residents wanted to set up an action group, I don't think we could be involved, but would we support them? I think that was the question that was asked.
It depends on what they're trying to do.
Exactly. So, I mean, all I would just say is that... We can't resolve to support that group at this particular stage because we don't know. Yeah. But if they wish to go ahead and set it up, then we will investigate what they're doing. Yeah.
The problem is going down the high street with these big lorries. There are so many listed buildings down there. It's causing them problems.
It is major problems.
And in fact, waking them up in the middle of the night with rumbling going on with their foundations.
It is an item on the minutes of the traffic and transport.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know whether 20 miles per hour would actually reduce.
They go faster at night because they can see if something's coming the other way because of the light. So they just go through.
In theory, 20 miles per hour speed limit. Yeah. In theory,
would it work?
But it's not. No. It's never going to be enforceable, is it? So that's the other at night, especially. No. It's not enforceable.
It's just one of those people. I will go back to the individual concern that raised it.
Can I just suggest they join the traffic and transport group?
I think they have already put it
through. Okay.
Helga is the sort of is doing a lot of investigation work.
Yes, she is. Yes. Yeah.
And she probably is where the A262 action group information came from.
Yeah.
And so, really. Yeah, I think the answer is talk to Helga at the moment.
I will
come to the TNT in June.
I will follow that up with her. Yeah, thank you. Right.
It usually puts people off. Yeah.
So, right, let's move on to the people that went to the youth hub.
Oh, yes. Here you go. And they've got lots of different things going on there on a weekly basis for different age groups. And in fact, I want to keep one of those if you don't.
Yeah, no, you can do. Yeah.
No, it's all right. No, look at it.
No, you can have what
But they've got so many different things. But what they're trying to do also is to get, they need to advertise a little bit better, I think. But they've been advertising through Wealden Council rather than, and yet they're on our doorstep. But they're also looking for help with transport and they're looking for about some more volunteers. they're, in theory, it's totally free, but what they do ask for from occasions is any donations will help. But it's being funded, but they've got employees there, and they've got some specialists, so they hold different types of groups to help kids and to get them communicating. And in fact, the clerk from Horam Parish Council,
Helena,
I think her name is Jackie. Is it Jackie?
Anyway. Oh, for Horam, yeah,
yes,
Jackie.
Yes. So I said I'd send her my councillor email address so she can tell me when things are going on. There's a mum's group.
So why was Horam there? Was Heathfield there? Heathfield and Walk Horam?
All of the parish councils, loads of them. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was very good.
Seems to be very popular from what I hear.
So
this
is going to be renewed shortly, she said. So, but again, it's trying to get.
But that's all about mums to be and pregnancy and stuff like that. It's about early youth.
But there are different things. There's cooking groups, all sorts of weird and wonderful.
Thank you.
So how can we promote this? What through? Well, we don't have a secondary school here, do we? But I mean,
well, we have got one in Heathfield, and of course it's right next door to that.
But they'll be promoting it through Heathfield school themselves.
So there's junior clubs, you know, from young kids.
Is there anything
to older kids?
Anything for the school local? Is there anything primary school local?
Yeah. And there's funky teams, all sorts of things.
It's fabulous. It's great. What can we do? How do we in Burwash promote it and support it?
We can put it in the newsletter.
But I also said that what they need to do is they want to get more people to come in from different areas. Because although it's busy on lots of time, it's not fully utilised. That's what they're saying to us. But that's also because lack of bus services. And I did say what they want to do is advertise in the schools, because then parents pick the kids up from school quite often, and they can take them there. And the mums and dads can also help, because so many parents now work from home, or they're taking it in turns to go into the office and sometimes work at home. So, but I think they were also looking for cars, taxis and things like that could pick kids up.
What's the dial bus thing?
Flexibus.
Flexibus.
Finishes at 7.
Yeah.
What time are these?
Well, these are up to 7:30 there. And there's also young leaders, because what they're trying to do as well is to get kids to develop nicely. So there's, you know, these are 11 to 19 year olds, which is another reason why what they're trying to do is to get these kids to actually help out with other kids as well. So they go into various things and become, you know, young leaders. And then, you know, community breakfast. But there's also like parent and groups as well to help parents become better parents. So to communicate better.
I think what we could do is probably just try and spread the word.
Yeah.
That's all. We'll
get yeah.
I think what they were asking was to have an effective working group there. Yeah. And for or any other council
to help.
To be on the working group. So we need council permission attend
their work. If that's what you're looking for, just council permission. It sounds like something for someone younger to me. No disrespect. Sorry, Ed.
I mean, I know, I'd be happy to. Absolutely, yeah. I think it depends on the three of them. Like,
yeah.
Is it? It's only short
time.
I'm going to close the meeting. Yeah, I think whether I want to finish it first.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, as a young person who uses the quite terrible bus services, I can definitely resonate with the transport
transformations. Yeah. I mean, I'd be happy to.
Okay. No. Well, if you can work with Leslie,
yeah, of course,
on this, yeah,
that would be good. Take a vote on that.
Would you?
Need yep.
Are we happy to support this? Yep.
Yeah.
Those in favour?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right.
It is an excellent facility.
It is.
It does look good.
It still aren't used yet. Aim for volunteers.
Good.
Did you want to say something,
Jack?
I was just saying, is it something Lockwood could help with?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Could we send it round to email?
Yes. That's good. Good idea. Thank you, Jack.
We'll talk.
Good. Yeah. The more that we can get involved with it, the better. Thank you, Jackie. Right, I'll reopen the meeting. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we now come to that stage where I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask the members of the public to leave. But thank you for attending.
My husband is with me.
Is he with
me? Oh, yeah, of
you can sit in the car. Can you sit in the car with David? I need a map.
Can I sit with David to put in
the phone? Okay, the whole of them. Okay, I'll try and get one online. I've got the parish online. I don't know how good it's going
to be. Oh, there is.
Yeah. I'll have a look. Yes. I'll send you something. Or I can. I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes.
Order, please. I think just before I start,
I've heard,
yeah,
and I didn't want to say in front of anybody here, especially because the guy was there.
Yeah,
somebody's bought a sauna, or is buying a sauna, that they're going to put on the playing field next to the pavilion.
Yeah, it's a mobile sauna. They came to speak to me about it.
Okay,
so just to let you know, we are being recorded, and I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't clip that. Yeah. So no, if you want to have a conversation, it might be better to have it after the council meeting.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that...
And if you've got any other observations, let's do it after the close. Yeah?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Right, so let's move on to the land, the Cooper's Hill.
Let me just stop the recording.
Right.